Timeless Virtues, The Honesty and Frugality of Prime Minister Sima Guang. Sima Guang, 1019-1086, a prime minister of the Northern Song Dynasty, also known by his courtesy name Junxi, was a native of Susui Township in Sha County, present-day Shaanxi Sha County, Shaanxi Province. He was a renowned historian. When Sima Guang was born, his father, Sima Kai, served as the Guangshan County Magistrate in Guangzhou. Hence, he was named Guang. Sima Guang displayed a maturity beyond his years by the age of 7. Upon hearing lectures on the Spring and Autumn Annals of Master Zuo, he grasped its essence, embarking on a lifelong pursuit of knowledge. From that time onward, he would become so engrossed in his studies that he often forgot about being hungry, thirsty, hot, or cold. Once, while playing with his friends in a courtyard where there was a huge water jar, a child climbed onto the edge and accidentally fell in. The jar was deep and filled with water, causing the other children to panic. They started crying and ran to get help, fearing the worst. Sima Guang, on the other hand, kept his composure. He quickly found a large stone and threw it at the jar, breaking it. The water poured out, and the child was rescued. This incident, showcasing Sima Guang's calmness and quick thinking in a crisis, became a widely told story of his prudence and bravery. Sima Guang and the Old Horse. Sima Guang, during his time in Luoyang where he worked on compiling the comprehensive mirror for aid in government, had an old horse that had served him well over the years. One day, he decided it was time to sell it. He called upon his trusted servant, Lu Ji, and gave him specific instructions for the sale. When you take the horse to the market, make sure the buyer knows its good points. Its pure coat, robust build, gentle nature, and considerable strength, Sima Guang said. But it's important to also mention the bad and the good. The horse suffers from lung disease in the summer. The buyer should be aware of this. With a hint of amusement in his voice, Lu Ji responded, "Would a melon seller ever admit his melons are bitter?
Are we really expected to tell the buyer about the horse's illness?"
Despite its age, the horse looks good. Its coat, size, and strength are all impressive. The illness isn't visible, and if the buyer discovers it later, they can't hold it against us. Shaking his head, Sima Guang firmly replied, "The selling price of the horse is not important.
What matters is our reputation.
Honesty and trustworthiness are the most important qualities a person can have.
We should never compromise our integrity for a small benefit.
That's what it means to be a good person."
Sima Guang's life was marked by his unwavering commitment to integrity and justice.
This led him to courageously stand up against influential families and nobility. By the third year of Jiahu, he was appointed as the magistrate of Kaifeng Prefecture, a place known for its challenges due to the dominance of royal relatives, high-ranking officials, and rich troublemakers.
Despite these obstacles, Sima Guang stayed neutral, ensuring justice was served fairly.
He dealt firmly with those who did wrong while supporting those who did right, thus restoring order to the governance of Kaifeng Prefecture.
Sima Guang's desires remained modest despite his high office and the wealth it could bring.
After nearly 50 years in government, he owned only a tiny piece of land, which he had to sell upon his wife's death in order to bury her.
Sima Guang's work Admonitions on Thrift and Prosperity is a classic masterpiece of advice.
In this guide, he passed on his teachings of frugality to his family, drawing inspiration from Prime Minister Zhang Wenji. He emphasized the ease of moving from a modest life into abundant living and the challenge of returning to a simple lifestyle once one has indulged in luxury.
Sima Guang cautioned his children, highlighting that despite the family's potential for continued prosperity, holding high office might not be their destiny in every generation, particularly as the descendants of wealthy families often risk squandering their inherited fortunes.
He advised his progeny to treasure each morsel and thread as symbols of the toil and scarcity that underpin their existence, a lesson ardently embraced by his son, Sima Kong.
Sima Kong lived by these principles, adopting a lifestyle of simplicity and integrity. Although he never ascended to high office, his depth of knowledge and moral standing earned him widespread admiration. In the capital region, it was commonly said, "Sima, father and son are exemplary role models for all." This phrase reflected the high esteem in which they were held, underscoring their exemplary conduct and the impact of their legacy. The wisdom encapsulated in Sima Guang's words, particularly the adage, "It is easy to move from thrift to extravagance, but difficult to return from extravagance to thrift," resonated deeply within the family. This teaching, cherished and upheld through the generations, has left an enduring mark, shaping the values of successive generations.
Translated by Katie Liu. Follow us on X, Facebook, or Pinterest.